coming up a funky ass shit. Nearly every single day. Can I kick a little something for the G's? Make a few friends as I breeze through. Don't you know it's 2 in the morning and our party's still jumping.
My money on my mind.
Rolling eyes straight, smoking and oh, sipping on gin and juice, laid back.
That song is way too long to actually play the whole thing as an intro to our show. So welcome to Thursday night. Again, I'm your host, Dakota Fanning. With me, as always, Riff and Xenophobe.
Thanks, Dakota.
You're welcome. I'm very pretty.
I'm sure you are.
So, yeah. We're here in the office. We're having a good time. We've all got microphones.
Woo!
No turntables, though. We're still working on that.
That's true. That's true. This is not quite where it's at. Let me see if I'm getting a report about my voice equality. Yeah, there's echo. There's always echo.
Voice equality?
Voice equality.
We're going to get sued by the ACLU.
Yep.
For voice inequality.
Yeah.
We don't have enough minority voices. We need somebody with a funny accent.
Brave or cute?
What?
No.
Brave or Q?
Grave or acute, as in different types of accents on letters.
Oh.
It was a pun.
It's a font joke.
Yeah.
Wow.
I figured Riff would get it.
Yeah.
I'm the son of a graphic artist. What can I say?
Yep.
So, we're off to a fantastic start.
Hey, puns are always a good start to our radio show. You don't know anything.
That's true, I don't. Anything going on? Anything you guys want to address before we just start taking the questions?
I've got nothing in particular. My secret project is almost finished.
Happy birthday to Shay.
Woo! She's legal now, I hear.
That's right.
She can go and buy porn and cigarettes. I know she's been wanting to do that for a long time.
Every time I hear that somebody's legal, I want to look at a picture of them.
You could probably find a picture of her.
There are no pictures.
Yeah, she's just bad. She's smart that way.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, no, definitely. If I were a girl, I would not want to have my picture up on there. Unless it was a fake picture, some model, like a Model T Ford.
Harrison Ford?
Harrison doesn't start with a T.
Harrison. Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford. I wonder if Harrison Ford ever played Harrison Bergeron in anything. Such as?
Such as Harrison Bergeron.
Harrison Ford is Harrison Bergeron in Dances with Wolves.
We gotta stop this meteor, guys. Wait, that's not how Dances with the Wolves went.
Yeah, because that's what happened in Dances with Wolves. They had to stop the meteor. So, I guess question time is here. Chester Meatpot says, you should be able to cocktail craft a bottle of wild tofurkey with the tofurkey gravy. Eh, I don't know. Wild tofurkey is kind of funny.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Rickett says, why is the meat stack recipe, meat from yesterday plus fairy gravy, a meat paste recipe? Does it predate cooking, or is there some other reasoning behind it? Well, both. It predates cooking, and also there isn't anything that lets you cook meat in the game.
Except for knob sausages. But that's not
well, right, but that isn't meat.
It's made out of bean curd and tamarind.
Tamarind.
I'm grasping at straws here.
Yeah, I'm grasping at nasty Mexican candy straws.
Those look very good.
So, yeah, tamarind is nasty.
Apparently one of us is breathing into the mic. I don't think it's me. And blowing out their subwoofers. My suggestion to you is to turn your subwoofer down.
Huh. Yeah. Rudd says, why is there no tinfoil hat in the game?
There is.
Is there?
Rainbow hat.
Is that made of tinfoil?
Yeah. Oh. Redid the description.
Well, it's foily.
Well, okay.
Foil paper.
Foil-like.
Yeah.
Bunny Up Handler says, I know that animation is only allowed if it's funny, but I think mine is. Would my avatar from the forums be allowed, even if it doesn't look enough like the game? Would it be hilarious to redraw? Well, I mean, it might be hilarious for somebody else to redraw.
It's got a something going across the frame, like it comes from the left side and goes out the right side. So, no.
Yeah, I don't know where there's like a post that Bunny Up Handler posted in.
I don't know either.
Now, I guess I could use the search feature of the forums. Yeah, for the most part, if you have an animation and it doesn't look like game art, there's absolutely no way. You know, actually, I'm not even going to say for the most part. I'm going to say if you have an animation that doesn't look like game art, it just is not going to be used. You know, we can't keep spending time redoing other people's animations. And it kind of sucks that just everybody gets fucked over by the fact that we're too nice to specific people. Because if somebody sends us something that's, like, kind of a good idea and it looks like they did a lot of work, then it's like, well, you know, it wouldn't take too long to redo this with better-looking art, I mean, but we just can't.
Then an hour later, like, oh, shit.
Handler. Damn it. Bunyip Handler. Damn it.
Do Bunyip.
But Bunny, how about... You know what? The fucking search in this forum is broken. I don't care.
Not very good.
Yeah, well. Oh, man. We're going to have rollover right in the middle of the show. This is going to suck.
Weren't we going to, like, move it an hour?
Yeah, I just didn't get a chance to talk to the radio people. You know, we'll end up with the same problem that we had before, which is that it's like, you know...
We oh, here we go. I found a post.
Right at rollover. Here, you did. Are you gonna IM it to me?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Woo!
IM
has been had. Oops. Yeah, it's not so much.
It's funny. It'd be hard to do that in game style.
Guessing that's supposed to be a toy train that hits him?
Something. Looks like it's drawn by somebody.
Usually things are drawn by somebody.
Cuddle Hut says, could custom outfits be carried into new Ascension? Seems futile having to define the same custom outfits all the time. They are carried through Ascensions.
Just sort of unlikely that you're going to have the same equipment all the time.
Oh, lol. Bunny of Handler sent us a link to the image.
Oh.
that question. I should read ahead.
Reading is hard. Let's go shopping.
Gleave says, how much meat has been sunk through soda water? We don't have any idea, really. I mean, we could probably reconstruct it for a month. Just running some queries on the logs, but we don't really track how much meat gets sunk into specific NPC store items. We may start. We've been talking about doing some meat flow tracking.
You said meat flow tracking.
Yes, I did. Pour some whiskey into a glass with ice.
So nice. Jick, for the record, has had Reading Rainbow stuck in his head pretty much all day.
Yeah, that's been great. Only I don't know the actual words, so I just make up stupid, naughty words.
And it's, yeah.
They're not very good. They're not even worth repeating. 001 says, on a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being most evil, what would you rate each individual staff member?
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to let somebody else answer this because I don't know.
I'm pretty evil, but I'm not completely evil.
We should probably hold off on that question until the people have actually seen the puzzles I'm working on for that contest.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that.
Yeah, you want to tell people about that contest? I don't.
It's a contest that I'm having. It's a puzzle contest. It's going to start on Friday the 21st, and the forum thread about it is in the contest forum. I believe the name of the thread is "This is a riddle contest" or "This is a puzzle contest."
Yeah. My funny voice. That could be the title of the thread also.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you win the contest, you get one of the rare Frank Gorshin trophies.
Yes, there is one in my trophy case. If you
not
trophy case, yeah. Display case, because it's not a trophy. It's an item.
Yeah, like the first contest Rift did, where it took him what, a year and a half.
Yeah, it's been like 16 months since that contest, and I only just now got around to giving away the prizes. Those trophies, anyway.
Yeah.
All the minor prizes I gave away at the time. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you also weren't staff back then either.
So. Yeah, I wasn't staff back then, so I wasn't expecting the Frank Gorshin trophies to ever actually exist.
You did have a staff infection.
I thought we weren't going to talk about that.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Bunny Up Handler says, how about a familiar that buffs your stats? Something like +1 to a random stat for every X pounds, or one that increases damage, melee, or spell. Yeah. I like the idea of a familiar that increases spell damage. It's like a magnifying glass familiar. Because, you know, nothing makes sauce hurt more
like a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Maybe a, jalapeno golem.
Yeah. You know, like Mr. Skullhead says, golems and elementals are things we do when we're out of real ideas.
This is true.
I mean, some of them are funny. I like the basic elemental.
Yeah, the basic elemental is one of my favorite monsters.
Could we do the Ada elemental or the Fortran elemental? I could do all the riding.
I learned Ada in high school, but I don't remember any of it.
My cat's name is Ada.
Yeah, that's true.
Mayor McWeenor says, where do rich pirates live? Beverly Hills.
Ugh. I'm running a query to see how much meat people spent on soda water sent on in March. They're like, what, 70 meat?
Are they?
Something like that. Well, there's some way to find out what they cost by
I mean, it's 70 meat. It's 70 meat if you don't have the Viscount discount.
Yeah. Let's see here. Yeah. I would 216 million meat in March was spent on soda water.
216 million?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. All right, so Riff's thread is called This is a Puzzle Contest and Contests.
Yep. And as one might expect, it's a puzzle contest.
Yeah. Yep. Mooche say, hey guys, great game as usual. I've been spending a lot of time in newbie to answer questions, but there have been increasingly fewer questions and more ridiculous chat. Have you considered making newbie like trade? People there and asking people there are to be asking and answering questions only, and all chit chat is to go to other social channels. Maybe a new social is necessary. I don't know. You know, every once in a while somebody will say that this is something that really needs to be done, and I don't feel like newbie is just for questions.
We had a big mod party a week or two ago where we reminded everyone that questions are not just for newbie.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't think you should get in trouble for asking questions outside of newbie. I mean, I just feel like newbie should be a place where you can ask stupid questions without being made fun of. But, you know, that's not the kind of thing you can enforce. I don't know. I mean, I'm all about there being new social channels, I guess.
But it just seems like... I don't know. We've got a whole bunch.
I mean, a lot of people have talked about making a help channel and then just having newbie be the social channel for newbies.
Yeah, wasn't the problem with that is we didn't think anyone would actually go into help and answer questions?
Well, I would imagine that people will.
Lots of mini-modding going on, I would bet.
My wife says new social channels are stupid. There are too many to begin with. So that's the end of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She can't make that sound. We found that out today. She's like Chandler in that one episode of Friends.
You watch Friends?
What?
You watch Friends?
Friends is good.
I prefer Enemies, personally.
There was this one time when Chandler was talking about somebody who was whipped, and he was all, whoop-ha! And Joey's like, dude, what? Do you mean whoopsh? And he's like, yeah, whoop-ha! Come on, it's funny.
I suppose so, that's a little
funny. I like it because there aren't any black people in it. The other funny thing was there was a user a long, long time ago where there was this episode where they made some ridiculous bet, like the guys versus the girls. They bet where basically if one of them won, they had to trade apartments, and if the other one won, I forgot what it was. But the deciding thing in the bet was that they would have a trivia game to see which of them knew more about the other set, and the final question was like, you know, who does Chandler and Joey's TV guide come to? And the answer was Chandler Bong. His name was Chandler Bing. There was a character very early on, like in the first couple hundred player IDs, named Chandler Bong.
Oh, really?
I thought that was funny. I don't know. Cool. I think Friends is funny. Everybody gives me shit. Everybody who's, like, smart, cool. I mean, I never watched it when it was on. It was never like, OMG, Friends is on. Like, I haven't really watched a show like that. I guess with the exception of Family Guy, since it came back out. I mean, that I actually watch regularly. But, I mean, you know, if Friends is on in syndication, I'll watch it because it's funny. And everybody can go fuck off if they don't like it.
I never watched it. I never really watched much.
Yeah, I guess because it's not a cartoon about...
This has been 120 minutes of defending our television choices.
I'm saying, you know, I mean, the reason the xenophobe doesn't like it is because it's not a Japanese cartoon about a panda bear that turns into a schoolgirl trapped in the body of a different panda bear. Every time
wow, that sounds really good, actually.
Warm milk.
Every time
it
gets a staph infection, it turns into a rabbit.
Yeah.
That's a really chronic staph infection.
Anyway, if anybody steals that anime show idea, then, yeah, somebody tell me.
So you can get the mad royalties.
001 says, is it possible to make it so when you send a K-mail, it always saves a copy of that message to your outbox? Yes, by clicking the box that says save it. It could erase old messages within a week period unless you saved it otherwise. The first thing a person who's been password guessed would do is check their outbox. Oh, I see. To make it so you can't opt out of that. I don't know. I really wish that outbox messages expired if you didn't save them. because that would make it so, you know, if it had been like that the whole time, we wouldn't have currently, what, like a gig and a half of outgoing messages?
Something like that. It's not going to check if you really care.
Dardulous. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like at this point it would be kind of a dick move to change the way that works.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to start expiring them because they've just never expired, and all the people who currently have old ones, you know, and I also don't want to, like, grandfather those people in or whatever.
We could compress them. Like, if they get beyond the certain...
Just take out all the spaces.
Yeah. That's certainly a compressor.
That would be
I'm not sure how you put them back, but...
Yeah. I wonder if PHP has any kind of compression.
Well,
although, I guess that would that make the table smaller if there was less text in it? I don't even know how... I guess it would, because the rows are variable size, right? If, depending
yeah,
on
well, no, what you can do, this is what I do for the old logs, is once it'll, like, we can every once in a while, like once a month, we can take old messages that are older than X days, and then just make them or shove them into a table and then compress it using my ISIM pack.
Then can you get to them ever?
Mm-hmm. You can read them. The problem is you can't write or delete from the table if you compress them.
Oh, huh.
I use that for compressing the old logs that are never added
That's
to.
Interesting. Oh, look, your cat is having a battle with my ficus. It must have issued a challenge!
The ficus has leveled up, though. So.
Yeah, the ficus has leveled up.
It's been in constant battle with the cat.
Also, 001, outgoing messages is not necessarily the way that... I mean, if we did that, and that was a good way to track password guessers would just stop using K-mail and start, you know...
Joining a clan and then doing it that way. Instead.
Yeah, or you know, yeah, just, I mean, any number of things that you yourself, I mean, nothing that we couldn't track, but stuff that you wouldn't be able to track. So, you know. Because if somebody joined a clan with your account, put all your stuff in the stash and left, you would have no idea where it went. And you wouldn't be able to see any kind of record of that happening, so...
And I think the solution to that is to not choose a password that anyone can guess.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Look, I'm an idiot, and I did it.
Huh, what?
I picked a password that no one would guess, and I'm stupid. I picked terrible, terrible passwords.
Yeah. I just don't understand why it seems to be such a large phenomenon that people get their passwords guessed. I mean, we've just...
Oh, sweet. I suspect that it's not so much that people are guessing them as much as finding them out through poor security on the part of the password haver.
Yeah, because, I mean, it would be pretty... I mean, with the login lockouts now, it would be pretty difficult to just guess someone's password. You know what
yeah.
I mean? I feel like... How is Hotmail as far as preventing brute force login attempts?
I have no idea. I don't use Hotmail.
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like I remember trying to use a Hotmail account and just being locked out of it because I fucked up the password too many times because I don't remember it. Every once in a while when I'm making an account, I'll be like, you know, I should really not be using the same password as I use for anything else. I'm going to make up a new password right now and remember it. And then, of course, I don't. So there's all this shit that I just can't get to. I don't know. Cat. The cat will not stop attacking my ficus.
So throw it off the desk.
I tried.
So throw it off the desk again.
I gave up. But the last time I threw it off the desk, the router went with it.
Yeah.
All right, come on. All right, cat thrown. I should become an Olympic cat tosser.
He's going right back up.
Is that like an Olympic salad tosser?
No, you'd be an Olympic. If you were in the biathlon, you could be a salad shooter and salad skier.
It would be particularly appropriate since it's the biathlon.
Boo-ho-ho!
Wait, what?
Vicky says, what is your favorite item description? Personally, I don't think I'm ever going to get tired of the Boss Bat britches.
I don't remember the description for the Boss Bat britches.
The fur fell off in exactly this shape. I'd say that mine is one of the ones, or like anything that I wrote for an item description, because I think I'm hilarious. Most people don't think that, though.
Vicky says only mysticality science can use gems for anything beyond auto cell, especially in hardcore. Seems people think mysticality is the best anyway. Do you think there's a balance issue? I don't know. I didn't really think about that much. I mean,
the mind control seems to be the killer app there.
Yeah, you can save the gems, you know.
Yeah, you could sell them in the mall, or. But it does give a concrete advantage to in hardcore to pitch them into the auto cell void as soon as you get them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the solution would not be to make it so there's other stuff you can do with them so much as to move the jewelry shop out into the world at large.
You think you want to do that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think we'd have to come up with something to put back into Canada.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, our plan, we weren't exactly done with all of that stuff when we rolled Ascension. You know, our plan was to have at least one quest on the order of the Bugbear quest in each post-Ascension zone and, you know, for them. It got to be this feature creep on all of them. I mean, they were supposed to not consist of much to begin with, but then it's like, well, this one's weaker than the other two. Let's beef it up a little.
Rick has a cool quest that we can work in.
By the way, says Vicky, I'd just like to note that this show is one of the myriad reasons Thursday is my favorite weekday. See, I can never get the hang of Thursdays. Is Count Bakula an actual new Ultra Rare adventure? And do I get anything special for probably being something like the 256th person to ask that? Sadly, you were the 257th, so you don't win. Sorry.
If you were 256, you would have gotten the fight, Count Bakula.
Yep.
You probably would have lost, because he's a tough bastard.
Yeah. Can we talk about Count Bakula?
Sure. It was in the April Fool's content.
You're the boss, man.
Yeah.
The boss.
Yeah, I've told people that he exists in chat.
Okay. I mean, because I don't know, I don't see any reason to like keep it secret, I guess.
Well, it's not secret. Count Bakula is an actual real Ultra Rare monster. I don't think anyone's fought him yet, though.
Yeah. I mean, adding him, it just kind of diffused because we didn't actually up the rate of those encounters. Yeah. We're going to add some more Ultra Rare monsters and then up the rate so that they drop a little more. I mean, so any given item drops about the same as usual?
Yeah.
I still think we should put an Ultra Rare at the peak so no other Ultra Rare would ever drop.
Make it a really shitty one?
Yeah, just to wow.
Have it drop a Yeti fur.
Are we in rollover or something?
Yeah, we are.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
You might want to reload your bugbear messages because we're going to lose them soon.
Well, I was just wondering because chat was acting really weird on me.
Was it now? Was it really?
Yeah, I just PM'd somebody like the same thing 6 times in a row because I got impatient and started hitting return.
What's it for getting impatient?
Yep.
All right. Goddamn Firefox, son of a bitch, motherfucker.
They're there now. Don't blame Firefox because you suck.
Okay. Zekine says, crazy idea. Any thoughts about stainless steel / plexi shirts? It could be a reward for trading in a full set of plexi or stainless gear. Are there any additional shirt plans ahead? You know, I think when we were first talking about shirts, Mr. Skullhead wrote a shirt for every single zone in the game. And I don't know why we haven't put them all in. Well, I can guess that it's I'm lazy.
There's no art.
Yeah, but it was also the shirts didn't really have much of a purpose to them. The way we initially conceived shirts, they would give you additional skills in combat. So that's what's written for all of them. So they're not. I mean, they're.
You have to create a better mechanism for that.
Yeah, they're.
There are a few things, items that will give you skills in combat. I'm not going to say what they are, or where they are, what their names are.
Perhaps you should ask Ziggy.
Yeah.
Get it? I just gave a clue. Ziggy says,
I hate Mondays?
Huh?
No, wait, that's Garfield.
Garfield and Garfield.
Ziggy just says, praise the Lord. And I am not funny.
Is Ziggy short for Ziggurat? I've always wondered that.
It does seem like it's short for something.
Yeah.
Zarathustra?
Ziggy Stardust. He played guitar.
I'm sure he did.
Archangel UK says, what is by far and away the most superior hat amongst the collection at the office? You should ask Thomas Jefferson which one his favorite is.
Yeah.
He likes the wizard hat, I think.
I'm wearing the Viking hat right now because my hair is too long and my car's broken, so I can't go to get a haircut.
Yeah.
And I know that makes a lot of sense.
I gotta say that's probably the first time the phrase "I'm wearing a Viking hat right now because my hair's too long and my car is broken" has been uttered.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to have ushered it into the realm of a reality.
We can be proud. We can be proud.
Let that pride shine through, y'all.
Ziggy is short for Siegfrieda, it's been suggested.
Siegfrieda?
Siegfrieda.
I didn't know Ziggy was female.
Ask Phoenix. It's, I don't know. Ziggy, you couldn't really tell. I mean, there are females in Ziggy cartoons.
Yeah.
How come Ziggy never has sex?
His nose is too big. It gets in the way.
What? How do you?
I don't think he's
human. How do
you
think sex works?
I think he's just a more evolved version of like Gleep and Gloop from that cartoon.
Who are Gleep and Gloop?
Those blob things.
From what cartoon?
From
one of those Hanna-Barbera.
It was either Thundar the Barbarian or Space Ghost.
Was Thundar the Barbarian like all post-apocalyptic?
Yeah. They never really commented on it, which I think is
But there
is
were always,
cool.
like, the husks of cars in the background.
Yeah.
Car. Huh. I don't know. I like the wizard hat. The wizard hat was my contribution.
Where did the blue
Vegas brought
Frightling
back a wizard hat
from?
And a jester hat. We need to bring him back out.
He's sitting in
above Zass right now.
He needs to get out of the closet.
I wish there was a place to put him that wasn't, like...
in the way.
Obscuring the whiteboard, yeah. Maybe yeah. Once the pretentious artist gets some shelves.
We could, like, glue them to the ceiling. It'd be tough to put hats on them that way, though.
yeah. Unless we...
nailed them to his head.
No.
That wouldn't work very well.
They'd probably deflate.
We could just have the hat shelf. I mean, all I want the shelves for in here is just for random crap. Have a place for random crap to be displayed. So we could have a shelf that was just for Thomas Jefferson and his hat.
Some sort of display case one.
Thomas Jefferson, for those of you who don't know, is our kickball with an eyeball on it.
Sort of the unofficial office mascot.
He's the mascot. Yeah. And we named him Thomas Jefferson because that's funny.
Because we couldn't think of a better name for him.
All right, Siegfried, Phoenix says. Ziggy is short for Siegfried.
That's reasonable.
So that would explain why everyone named Siegfried is gay. That would explain why Ziggy never gets no pussy.
That makes sense.
Count D says, do you plan on changing the tomatoes consume message to an NMH reference? What's NMH?
I have no idea.
No clue.
Oh, Neutral Milk Hotel?
Who?
Right. Because Mr. Skullhead was saying something about putting in the radio wires thing. Sure. Yeah.
I'm going to leave someone who's not me in charge of that because I have no idea.
Because you have no idea what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah,
no.
Same here.
Gloop and Gleep were from the Mighty Herculoids, says
Oh,
Nightmare.
That's right.
What are Mighty Herculoids?
I always confuse the Herculoids and Thundar the Barbarian.
I don't think I ever saw either of them.
Herculoids was the one that had, like...
Oh, the family?
Well, it had, like, the big armadillo that shot stuff out of its horn and the big pterodactyl lizard thing.
Armadillos don't have horns.
Well, you know what I mean.
And some giant monkey with, like, skunk stripes on its arms?
Yeah.
Skunky monkey?
And it had the big stone ape.
Do you guys remember the Ghostbusters cartoon that prompted the actual Ghostbusters cartoon to be called The Real Ghostbusters?
I think so.
I don't know what the deal was with that. It was some guys and a monkey, and they...
Maybe I don't.
It wasn't... I mean, what... Okay, I'm not going to make the claim that The Real Ghostbusters was realistic, but it was more realistic than this. I mean, okay,
it followed the actual storyline in the movie more than they...
Well, no, it was the characters from the movie. The original, I mean, the cartoon that's just called Ghostbusters, I don't know if it predated the movie and they didn't know about it. Or, I mean, that surely wouldn't have happened. I wouldn't think that a movie, you know, a major studio movie would encounter something like that and not find out before it was made or whatever. But I don't, like, I just remember it being stupid. Like, they when they went on their ghost-busting missions, they would go through just some, I don't know, like, giant... surreal funhouse of conveyor belts and stuff where these giant Jetson-style arms would come in and put their costumes on them or whatever, but and then fly through some rainbow portal to their car that the monkey drove or whatever. Like, whereas the real Ghostbusters was, like, cool, you know, and, like, they just went upstairs and got dressed when it was time to put their uniforms on. Like, you know, maybe not as exciting for the kids, but, you know what, I need to find out, and if only there was some vast network of computers that had some sort of mercantile functionality built into part of it. Whether there are DVDs of the real Ghostbusters cartoons, because I would just watch me the shit out of some of that all the time.
I got a BitTorrent not long ago of every episode of the Dungeons & Dragons cartoon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
From what I've read about people going back and watching that, it's just kind of crappy.
Probably. I haven't actually watched it yet.
I mean, I remember liking it when I was a kid, but I don't remember liking it that much, which leads me to believe that even when I was a kid, it wasn't... It bothered me that they were from the real world. I think that, like, that was a feature of that show that I just didn't need. Like, oh, look, I pulled a frisbee out of my wizard hat. And it's like, fuck you, douchebag wizard.
They didn't roll any D20s, I bet.
It came out after the movie says Nightmare. Nightmare sending me some shit.
Nightmare's usually sending people shit most of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, and okay, so it's like two guys shit? And a girl and a monkey and then some sort of, what do you call those, like a succubus with some headphones on and yellow gloves. Yeah, so basically some horse shit. It didn't have no Egon. It ain't got no Ray Stance or some Winston Zeddemore. Although, was Winston in the real Ghostbusters cartoon? He must have been.
I couldn't say.
I didn't like that they had Slimer as, like, their buddy. That was
yeah.
Okay. But, you know, I understand it was for kids. They had to give a nod to the kids.
It's like, what cartoon ever didn't have the cute mascot character that didn't actually talk except in stupid noises?
Masters of the Universe. I mean, it was Orko. I mean, he was stupid comic relief.
Orko,
but
yeah.
He didn't just make stupid noises. He said stupid things. He was always all scary. I remember having this Orko shirt when I was a kid. That was cool. Nightmare says he's got a bunch of the Ghostbusters he can send me, but that's against the law, man. Against the law, man.
Not exactly with the law, man.
I'm going to do an Amazon search for the real Ghostbusters. There's some... Whoa, were there, like, movies? The Real Ghostbusters Volume 1, Knock Knock, VHS tape. This claims to have the full set, and it is...
Are you just, like, cruising eBay while you're on the radio?
No, PVA is PVA sent me The Real Ghostbusters, the complete series on DVD. Wow.
That seems like what you wanted.
That is rad. 140 episodes, completely commercial-free and unedited.
For how much?
Seven seasons.
And 320 by 200 MPEG.
No. It's real on DVD, man.
How many DVDs?
18.
Okay.
Wow. How much do they want for it?
I don't know. I can't... $160?
Huh.
That isn't bad at all.
No, not for that many DVDs.
18 DVDs.
Yeah.
It's less than $10 a DVD.
Excellent. That's,
I just want to see the one episode with Cthulhu in it.
It's like $1.10 an episode, man. All right. I'm buying that. But not right now, because I don't want to accidentally read my credit card number on the radio. And I'll do
really
it.
Funny.
Believe me, I'm stupid.
He is. Fennellar says, for the people at KOLCon who are under 21, do they have to wear those wristbands I always see kids wearing? Why, so you don't mistake them for an adult and force alcohol down their throats? Yeah, they probably will. Well, actually, everyone will probably be wearing a wristband like we did last year.
Yeah, well, but I thought, did we do that? Did we do, like, a wristband for people who
were Yeah, there were different 21? Colors. There was one for people who were under 18 and with a parent. There was one for people who were 18 to 21, and then there was a pink one, I remember, for 21 and over. And it's mostly a liability thing, so that way if the cops did show up, we could say, hey, we have this list, we have these people, they're marked, we're good.
Yeah, I guess I forgot that I don't really understand why we needed to know, because did people who hadn't pre-registered, were they able to get wristbands?
Maybe that
was just a measure to stop, like, homeless guys from showing up and being like, yeah,
I remember talking...
I played Pac-Man, give me some carne asada.
No, it was something that we decided to do a long time ago. Skip Rick. I suggested that to her, I think.
Right.
And it's an old frat boy trick. Really, it's just to reduce your liability in case the police come.
Yeah.
And it's a good idea.
Because I think we're doing it in a place that isn't exactly the same place, but a place that's similar to the same place. I think this time, we're hiring people to do the food so that we don't have to mess with that ourselves. And I think I'm going to try and just hire somebody to handle all the carding and
I would love you forever serving.
Yeah.
Maybe not love you, but
there's no way we're going to make somebody do it who doesn't want to, and I just can't imagine anybody wanting to.
I'd do it if I had to. But
yeah, I know. But I mean, it's not worth it. I want to be able to just go there and fuck around and eat and drink and not have to worry about anything
except
signing some checks. Because I just,
for signing some,
I don't know.
Serious participation.
I would really like to be able to go to con this year instead of just kind of saying, not that, I don't know. Really, I would go to con, and the only part that I actually participated in last time was sort of hiding from everyone at GameWorks, because that was fun.
I made a sock puppet.
Oh yeah, but you were just like a participant, you know. Yeah. We're gonna have to have you like working on the LARP this time, and it'll be all like.
And not just fucking around.
Yeah. I don't know. We got some decisions to make. But I mean, it's we're getting there. We've got the place reserved.
We're quite a bit further ahead on the whole organization thing than we were last year.
Yeah, than we were at this point last year, certainly. Yeah. So and we're having it cooled outside. We're running some
all of outside.
Yes, we're having the outside cooled. Like people all over the world are gonna love us.
That's right.
Global warming.
Well, except for the Eskimos, it's gonna suck for them.
Yeah, that's true.
Global warming can kiss our asses. We have swamp coolers.
Yeah, it sucks though. They only work in swamps.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they would totally.
Is that like a wine cooler? That sounds really awful.
Oh, it works in wide.
Swamp coolers are so great. I'm so pleased with that invention. I think it's just because I discovered it. So it's something so simple, but I just discovered it so late in life, and I'm like, damn, that's a good idea.
What is it?
Okay, so it's like basically a fan that blows through a sponge, right? But the evaporation of the water just cools the air really dramatically, and it's just this blast of cold air, and it costs almost nothing.
So you just have to, like, pour water in it every now and then?
No, they have a reservoir of water and a pump that just, it's usually like a box, like an air conditioner, that draws in air through the sponge and then blows it out the bottom through a fan, and the bottom of it is filled with water, and it's got, like, a little toilet floaty thing that knows when to refill itself from the water line, and it's got a pump that just slowly trickles water down these sort of sponges on the outsides of it that it sucks the air through, and it cools it. The only trouble is it only works in places where it's totally dry. Mm-hmm. So it's, and even here, like during the hottest part of the summer is when the monsoons are blowing through, and it doesn't work then. So it kind of sucks to be in a house that only has one of those.
But for con, it'll be great.
Yeah, no, it's neat that they'll work outside. Because, I mean, an air conditioner outside would just kind of suck because the swamp coolers don't really generate a lot of waste heat. I mean, just the waste heat associated with running a fan rather than a compressor, which is just a ridiculous amount of heat. So. Anyway, that's cool. Yeah. Fineldar says, why is head plus knee combo 8 mana? Can't you hippies count? Or is it a plus 1 MP because it's together? Yeah. It's plus 1 MP for every move that gets
I think I actually screwed up the math on that and made the 3-1 only be plus 1.
Oh.
I'm not sure, though. I had to go and count, and I don't like to count, so I didn't do it.
Strong Bad Fanny X says, hey, check my profile. Teetotaler Path with Moxie Sign and a Blender. I hate this brain dead decision I made. Go ahead, laugh at me, guys. Ha ha. You didn't know. Yeah. Con's going to be fun.
I think so. There will be more people, so there will be more
accidents.
I was going to say chaos and desire to hide.
Did you say more accidents?
Yeah.
Like people peeing their pants?
Maybe.
Or soiling.
Or our porch.
We should remove that milk crate. It's not it, though.
Yeah, not it.
Yeah, we're thinking that the wife and I might actually do our wedding ceremony during con so we can have like 500 people there.
I think we should do is we should like go get some really thin wire and just web it across the front of the porch and electrify it. So that way, if Daz tries to pee on our porch again, he'll have a big surprise.
Yeah,
I think that's a good idea.
I thought you were gonna say like really thin wire and just mesh it across the entire front of the house, so whenever anybody tries to come in or leave, they just get cut into a bunch of little pieces, like in Cube.
That totally works.
So yeah, our plan for this wedding ceremony is we're gonna have an Indiana Jones impersonator, or perhaps just a cardboard cutout of Indiana Jones with a tape recorder on his chest do the ceremony, and my my groomsmen are gonna have to dress up in Tron costumes. I'm gonna get the Tron guy to make them. Like, I would want them to be exactly like the Tron guy's costume, because then my groomsmen will have to have like their packages showing through the unitard. And I'll be like, haha, I'm the only one not dressed like a Tron tard.
That that prop guy that I ordered the Holy Grail diary from, he does like a whole line of like authentic Indiana Jones jackets and shirts and boots and all of that. If you need to outfit somebody.
See, we were just thinking about the cardboard cutout though.
Yep.
We should get Mr. Magnifico to be Indiana Jones. He got this hat, kind of made him look like Indiana Jones.
I think I remember that hat.
It was cool.
Is he coming to con?
I don't know. I don't know if Mr. Mag is coming to con or not. I sure hope so. Because I likes me some that guy.
And some this guy?
Yes, that too. O'Grady says, so have you heard Moscow yet? It's a great song. Google video search. It's funny as hell. You know, that's one of those things that I just don't get why that's funny.
Did you see the video?
It's like
I haven't seen the video.
Some people dancing from what looks like some show from the 70s, and I just some people speaking German. And I mean, it is a kind of a gayish dance, to be sure. But you know, there's been a lot of gay dances to German songs, and I don't see why any one of them really deserves our attention. Spinirology says, anything planned for April 20th? I don't mean Hitler's birthday either. Yes, you do.
Well, what's April 20th?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's 420, dude. And it's the anniversary of Columbine, which is something I like to celebrate. I don't think we've ever done any 420 content in the game. And I mean,
except for
there's that trophy.
Right. No, I mean, I just mean April 20th stuff.
Oh, man, we
You know, we should make all the windows green, dude.
I totally forgot, and we missed, I missed celebrating, 102 and 3 seconds a.m. on
Nightmare talk
April 5th of 2006.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Haha, uh-huh. You have to wait another 100 years.
You're
going to be dead.
Oh.
That isn't funny.
Yeah, it is.
Mayor McWienor says, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber emo row. You're right. I think it's going to be all right. Yeah, the worst is over now. That's such a good song. I heard that song once when I was a kid, and then I just never... it took years for me to actually find out who did it. I finally did. And it was written by Paul Simon, and it was performed by The Circle, C-Y-R-K-L-E. See?
Wow, that's terrible.
I know. That was really stupid. And then, you know, damn.
Just because it was stupid doesn't mean it stopped anyone from doing it. I found that out about a lot of things.
Oh, boy.
Switch Foot Girls 87 says, can you make it sooner? Yeah, sure. Just wait a minute. Okay, it's sooner.
Okay. What?
She asked me if I could make it sooner, so I just... See, now it's even sooner.
Okay.
Jeb9 says, why is there not a note in your profile if you're in Ronin? There's one for hardcore, and Ronin shows up on the Who Is. Isn't there?
There is not.
Really?
There is not.
That's a failing.
It's all your fault.
Ah, damn it, the database is down.
Haha. You could still add it, though. I mean...
What?
You don't need the database to add it.
What?
Okay.
Taku Masato says, why can't we use multiple wads of dough or flat dough at once? Because of the rolling pin and the unrolling pin.
I love the unrolling pin.
Yep, that's funny. And it just wouldn't have any purpose if you could multi-use those, and I want it to have a purpose.
kind of a stupid purpose, but it's a purpose.
Stone 5150 says, any chance of getting foot awareness so we can wear boots and shoes? You can already wear boots and shoes.
Except for the fact that there's only one pair
there's
of shoes.
There's no boots. Only mushrooms can wear boots. Yeah, maybe for 420 we could introduce jack boots into the game.
Oh, for Hitler's birthday?
Yeah.
There was a Flaming Carrot comic book where the city was attacked by the cloned feet of Nazi soldiers. Just the boots running around stomping on everything.
Oh, yeah.
Were they mutant boots?
Were they riding dinosaurs?
No. I think there was another episode with dinosaurs, though. And there was one with the flying zombie dog.
Wow, that'll revolutionize
like
the
flying nun. Do you remember the flying nun? Did you ever see that?
I never saw it. I remember references to it in like Mad Magazine and stuff.
You know, have you seen a Mad Magazine lately?
Uh-uh.
It's weird.
Didn't they split off? Don't they have like regular Mad and Mad for grown-ups now or something?
I don't know.
Maybe it was just a special I saw once.
I know that it has ads in it now, which is kind of... And it's all, I don't know, like, it's the layout is all maximy and short attention span-tastic. It seems like there's more content to it than there used to be. Most of the old artists, it seems like, are gone. They don't have the lighter side of anymore.
Yeah.
It's always like, the lighter side of Women's Lib, and it's like, somebody talking about what happened on the last episode of Rhoda. Because that whole magazine for my entire childhood was just stuck just before my life began,
yeah.
It seemed, in terms of era. And that was...
Although I had a bunch of the books they published with all the content from, like, when my dad was a kid, and those were really funny.
And, you know, I feel like that is a large part of the reason that we know so much stuff about culture from before we were born, is reading Mad.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, or like, I don't know, even like the questions to play Leisure Suit Larry, you know, it's like, yeah. I would find out the actual answers, and, you know, by, like, you know, talking to my mom about the Beatles for 10 minutes, you know, I mean, it's like...
I mean, where are you today gonna find, like, a parody of West Side Story called East Side Story that's all about Nikita Khrushchev?
It's true.
They had some great stuff.
I'm letting the old people talk.
Lilac says, this is a big rock.
No, it's not. Liar.
Damn it, the database is down.
It's all your fault.
I like the big rock description.
Yeah.
I mean, what else can you say?
Slow One Me says, shouldn't the flaming troll be hot elemental? Yeah, let me fix that. God damn it, the database is down.
Quit your bitching.
All right. Anute says, in case Penguin-Gri didn't ask, since the spooky fairy gravy only drops once per ascension, what happens if both are used up? For example, you make your familiar and then get beaten up by Felonia. You can't return to Felonia's lair again since you can't make the glove.
Yeah, you can.
You can.
It, once the spooky glove is used, you can go.
Yeah, once it's open, going in there just takes you straight to Felonia. Yeah. I'm almost sure that we got that to the point where there is absolutely no way to get stuck. And
there is one way to get stuck, if you made two spooky gravy fairies.
Oh. Huh.
But, I mean, it's an optional quest. So if you get stuck...
Yeah, just descend and do it again next time. Yeah, and why would you... I suppose people might want to do that if they wanted to, because you can sell it, can't you?
No.
Oh, you can't?
There's no good reason to make two of them.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, it is
possible. What if you wanted to make spooky gravy fairy pie?
Great. Now everybody's going to be trying to do that.
Magic Bean says, with the proposed Black Forest, will there be another restaurant there? Possibly Black Donald's? If so, is there a chance we could have hamburger earmuffs in the game?
Burger earmuffs?
Black Donald's. Are you loving it? I guess they market McDonald's to black people.
Hamburger earmuffs? That sounds like... I don't know. That sounds like...
Sounds like something to give a vegetarian for their birthday.
It sounds like something you'd read about on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. Oh, right, right. Hamburger earmuffs. It's when you fuck someone in the clit.
Can we play some music?
Oh, do you want to take breaks? Or I don't know what...
We'll let the database come back up.
I don't know what music is. The database is down. I can't get to my music. Yeah, guys, in case you were wondering where all the lag comes from, it's that my entire MP3 collection is now stored in the KOL database. You know what we're going to do? We're going to play Red Rubber Ball by The Circle, and then we're going to play Red Rubber Ball by Simon and Garfunkel.
All right.
Okay. And then we're going to... Oh, yeah, I also store all my porn in the game database, which is why the backup takes so long. All right, then we're going to play the sort of long Propeller Heads remix of Super Bon Bon by Soul Coughing. So, Red Rubber Ball, Super Bon Bon. And away we go!
Woo!
To be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The story's in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
I imagine most of you know that these are all Paul Simon songs that we're singing. There is, amongst the 23 or 24 songs that Paul has written, there's one that we have never recorded. It's about the only one. And a group called The Circle beat us to it, recorded it, and sold 890,000 copies of it, called Red Rubber Ball.
You'd bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. For secrets I confide to you, I'm just an ornament, something for your bride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber.
with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. We're on a coastal ride, it's nearly at an end. I bought my tickets with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a rubber ball. Whoa, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a rubber ball. Whoa, it's bouncing and it's shining like a rubber ball.
Aside and let the man go through, let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through, let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through, let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through, let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through, let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through, let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through, let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through. If I stole somebody else's way to fly up, and if I rose up a 50-avenue behind me, some kind of verb, some kind of moving thing, something unseen, some hand is motioning.
Super Bon Bon.
Move up aside, let the man go through, let the man go through. Move up aside, let the man go through, let the man go through. Move up aside, let the man go through, let the man go through. Move up aside, let the man go through, let the man go through. Move up aside, let the man go through, let the man go through. Move up aside, let the man go through, let the man go through. Move up aside, let the man go through, let the man go through. Move up aside, let the man go through, let the man go through.
And by
let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through.
Let the man go. 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 Let the man go.
the man go through.
All right, and we're back. I don't know how great the great, just fucking great Red River Ball is. That's, man.
He was singing to it. It was a good song. Beautiful.
I was. It was beautiful. Yeah. More whiskey. When I drink whiskey, I sing. And
how can you sing if you don't drink your whiskey?
when I drink tequila, I beat
vomit. That's what you do. You
not really. When I drink tequila, I take a siesta near the cantina. I get my sombrero and I lean up against a cactus.
Ow!
Just repose for any number of bad pieces of Southwest art. Anyway, I think we were talking about Black Donald's before we left.
Oh, yeah.
No. There's going to be a change to the way Whitey's Grove works, and there's going to be some stuff added to the Black Forest to...
We still have to finalize our discussion about that.
Yeah. You know what I noticed, though? I noticed that wine-tasting adventure isn't...
Aha!
Yeah.
Ho-ho!
So, yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
Ha-ha! Ho-ho!
Anyway, and the fact that those will only show up once, and then it'll go back to being...
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, you know, they're white people doing the...
It's,
you know, if we make fun of white people in Whitey's Grove, I think we're going to have to make fun of black people in the Black Forest.
You're married to a black woman, so I say you're good.
Yeah, really? I think makes it okay for me to make fun of black people in public?
I think you should have your wife write all the stuff that makes fun of black people.
I see.
So and then you can put a comment at the bottom written by a black woman.
Right, okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's the ACLU is totally... Well,
my wife says yes, and this being, of course, you all know, the first time anything that I've done has ever made my wife exclaim yes. she actually added a fourth yes.
Wow.
Anyway,
that's almost twice as good.
Do you guys remember that thing in Top Secret? I gotta get that. I gotta buy that movie.
I haven't seen that movie in years.
It's never on anymore. Like, I haven't... I used to see it on TV every once in a while, but I haven't seen it on TV in just a long, long time. And it's... That movie doesn't get any respect. Everybody talks about how great Airplane is, but I think that Top Secret is better.
It's way better than
Airplane. But I... Maybe it's just, like, it's better for, like, nerds. You know what I always wanted was, you know, like the Top Secret pen and paper RPG? I wanted them to make a Top Secret pen and paper RPG that was based on that movie instead of, like, a serious spy RPG. There weren't enough funny RPGs. All there was Toon.
Toon and Paranoia.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Paranoia was, like, smart funny.
Yeah.
Toon was kind of juvenile funny. Toon was cool, though. I had fun playing Toon. I played Toon with Mr. Skullhead. I might have sold him my source books. I think he still has them.
Well, we'll find out in a month.
Oh, that's true.
Assuming he still owns them and keeps them in his person rather than...
No, you know, the last time I was at his house, I saw him. So I'm sure that well, they're still around. I think he's stuck to his guns better than I have over the years as far as keeping all of his books in one place. This is the first time in years. Like, I finally, now that I own a house, I went down to my mom's and got all my stuff out of her storage. So I have every book that I've ever owned, I think. Although I'm missing a bunch of stuff, which sucks. In my study now. Because I have a study.
Ooh.
It's mostly a place where I masturbate to internet porn. But that's studying for the Onanism 101 exam. Anyway.
I'm here to play NetHack instead of...
I want to say something about Onan the Barbarian. I don't know why.
Onan, what is best in life? hold on. I'll be right out. Oh, boy. Yeah. Let's see. I guess... So, I mean, I don't know. Like, there's a wine tasting in Whitey's Grove. Maybe there should be a barbecue in the Black Forest where you get some watermelon.
And some collard greens.
Disco Banjo showed up at a party at our house. We were having dinner at our house. So he shows up with two fucking watermelons. And it wasn't because he was like, oh, I'll be nice and bring them some watermelon.
Okay. I didn't realize that was his username.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he's expired. He hasn't played in years. But he was who I... About three or four months after I started working on the game, I moved in with him. So he was, like, sitting there while I did most of the early work on the game. And, like, he was, you know, the guy that I talked to the most during that period of time. So. Anyway, yeah, he brought watermelon because he thought that was funny. Because not only is it giant melons, but it's also something that black people eat. Although I think they're just going to rot. We should throw them off the top of something. There aren't any tall buildings. You know what? We should see if I could be like, how much would I have to have in my account, Bank of America, for you to let me go to the top of this building? Because like, we live like a block from like the tallest building within like 10 miles of here.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what we have to do now?
Huh.
Whenever we get too or grow too big for this house, we have to rent an office space in that building.
Oh, totally. I don't know. I think it might just be Bank of America corporate office.
No, it's totally not. They've got other things there.
Huh. I just want to go up to the roof so that I can finally figure out what shape the building is.
have you tried Google Maps? I mean, they surely have.
I haven't yet.
I bet they have an aerial photo. Yeah. I really think that it's shaped like
a building.
No, it's shaped like a triangle with all the points cut off. It's like a it's a symmetrical but not regular hexagon.
Okay.
I believe. That this is what I believe. Everybody has to believe in something. I believe the Bank of America down the street is shaped like an irregular hexagon. They have some problems with their neon. It's never all lit up anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's weird.
It must be hard to replace, though.
Well, considering they're like go up all the side of the building.
Yeah.
I can imagine where it would be.
Yeah, I don't understand why you would do that in the first place. You know,
to keep like, airplanes from hitting your building.
What, airplanes that are flying 200 feet off the ground?
Except for the fact that they have to come down lower when they land near an airport, which
what?
We are within.
Plus, I mean, they probably have like the flying object red warning lights on the top somewhere.
I'm pretty sure they have surface-to-air missiles. Bank of America is one of the... Nobody knows this, but they're one of the big U.S. defense contractors.
Oh, really?
No, they're not. They're totally...
Okay. I'm gullible.
Hey, Riff, wait, never mind. I'm not going to do it. Because Zach already got to it. Oh, let's answer some questions.
Aeropostal man, double up. Well, I'm just worried that there aren't enough questions, so that's why I'm trying to kind of kill.
We could be Mondays and assist the message to get more.
Yeah, you can if you want. Aeropostal man, 007 says, Jick, do you remember during beta an Arctic Iceman running the cool guy crew for a while? Him and a friend suggested the no miners in the tavern idea.
That could be a funny message, if anything.
Von Schiller says, I see that Jick's KOL birthday is coming up in a few weeks, which I presume will mean we're having the game's third anniversary soon. Any plans? Actually, what is it, April 23rd or whatever?
Yeah, it's not.
That was not the date that the account was created. That was the date that I added the created field to the player table. So the KOL's third anniversary actually occurred at some point in January. You know, I don't know if Dragon Court archives their forums, because that's the only thing I did to mark the official public launch of KOL was I made one post in the Dragon Court forums. Good old Dragon Court.
I'm not at all familiar.
It's a game that if you look at it, you'll be like, oh yeah, I could see you playing this before you made KOL. It was just like, it's like this Java RPG where there's different places you can click on with a little one in brackets by them that use your turns to do stuff. And honestly, it's pretty terrible. Like, it has a lot of flaws as a game, but it was like, but the idea of it was neat. I was like, hey, wow, what if I made one of these only funny? Because, like, Progress Quest is funny, but it's not quite interactive enough. Lucifer says, back when Hell Ramen was still the best food, I always thought it was cool that it took two people to cook it. Now, thanks to Ascension, anybody can get the skills needed to do it themselves. Any plans for future mechanics that require this kind of interaction? Oh, yeah.
Yep,
lots,
yep.
And lots, no, and yeah. Lots. You're going to be excited. Not only
astounded.
Not only are the high-level crafting skills going to be very intertwined, but they're going to be intertwined in ways that actually will still require class interaction, even if you get all the skills ascended. We keep...
It will actually matter again what class you are.
It will matter what class you are. That's kind of... we feel that's something that we should not have lost. So yeah. Although, you know, to a certain extent, you'll get a little bit of flexibility there. I mean,
yeah, there will be a way in which you can win the system.
But I mean, it'll be there's going to be a little bit of tweaking done to the high end food stuff, and there's going to be some higher end booze stuff. It'll be neat. You'll see.
Mr. Magnifico confirms that he will be at the next KOLCon.
Hot shit.
Or no, he doesn't confirm, he says that he's very likely.
Oh, well, all right then.
It's very likely to be hot shit.
And if you need, if it gets to the point where something is preventing you from coming, Mr. Mag, and you need us to have someone killed, we're more than willing to do that to get you here. Oh, boy. And America's already checked in, so woo! ZXC Typo says, "Hey, Jick, do you like your women like you like your cheese? American singles only, please." No, I like my women like I like my coffee, black and bitter.
You know, I can like your coffee tied up in a burlap sack and dragged through the Andes.
Yeah.
I like my women like I like my kiwi fruit. Firm yet yielding, sweet yet tart, and covered in fuzzy brown hair.
I like Ron White's. I like my women like I like my scotch, 14 years old and all mixed up with Coke. Yeah, Ron White is the only guy on the Blue Collar Comedy Tour who's even a little bit funny. And he's actually funny. That's Waterboo says, "Where did you guys get your copy of Vampire Bat? I looked all over and couldn't find it other than some shitty version where you can't hear what's being said." You know, I don't remember. I think I must have gotten it. I believe that I have a vinyl copy of the album that it's on, but I don't know where I got the MP3. I must have gotten it from, like, Kazaa or something.
Maybe Audio Galaxy. Remember Audio Galaxy?
I don't think I ever used Audio
Galaxy. Wow, it was really cool for, like, maybe a period of 2 months before they added the spyware.
No, you know what? Disco Banjo sent it to me. I don't know where he found it. I remember him sending me an email that was like, "Hey, check it out, a Wesley Willis song that the chorus isn't just the title of the song repeated 4 times, because it's 5 times. Yeah, it totally. So, I don't know. You'd have to ask Disco Banjo where he got that MP3. He might have gotten it from Kazaa, I guess.
Man, I love Audio.
I feel like most of his music came from I don't know where. He never was Space. Not at work. Whatever P2P application you could use behind Intel's firewall without getting fired, which is probably none. He probably did it at home. Relsqui says, "Any chance we might someday see records for daily/lifetime MMG winnings? Thanks." You mean like a leaderboard?
Yeah, I think that's probably what he means.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the idea. Because, I mean, that's just another random leaderboard to throw up there, you know?
We just have no control over.
We could do a similar one for that other big thing that we're about to roll out soon.
Yeah, true.
I'd have to log more things for it, but sure.
Your mom likes the log more than things.
That didn't make any sense.
Yeah, Carado says, "I hate you all for introducing me to Negative Land. They might be giants in NetHack." That's all in a day's work, Carados.
Yeah, I'm sorry we've made your life more enriched. Especially the NetHack part. I was trying to play NetHack during the show, but I couldn't concentrate on that and the show at the same time, so I died.
Xenophobe, here's a question. I tried to play NetHack on alt.org the other day. And I figured out how to get it to actually show me wall graphics like I like.
Oh,
you
yeah?
can turn on the DEC graphics thing. But it wouldn't... I couldn't figure out how to open any doors. It, like, the O was mapped to something different.
Hmm.
Or no, maybe I couldn't... I couldn't figure out how to kick anything.
Control-D?
Control-D?
Control-D is kick.
Weird. Why is it not... K, like
because
on the
K is a movement key when you're not using the number pad.
Yeah, so can you turn that? Okay, right.
I don't know. Maybe K is the kick button.
It was weird. I was trying to figure out how to move with the number pad, and I finally found it in PuTTY. There's a specific setting that says NetHack.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, damn, nice.
Yeah, you can edit your NetHack RC file on now.
Okay. Because, I mean, that was, I got stuck because I couldn't kick down any doors.
Or I could give you my configuration file, because my configuration file is really hot.
Yeah. Do you use the movement keys, though? Because you use the
use the number pad, because I like to be able to loop with L.
Okay.
And plus, the diagonal movement just doesn't really make sense with V keys, because it's like Y, U, N, and B.
Y, U, N, and B?
Yeah.
Huh.
For moving diagonally. So, I don't know. I prefer the number pad because...
Yeah, also, send me a copy of your file. Because now that I've gotten it to the point where playing it on that server is pretty much identical to playing it at home...
Yeah.
I would like to play where my records are kept.
Yeah. Also, I can show you how to turn on IBM graphics with PuTTY. You got to change a setting, but the lines are even smoother. And, like, the water graphics are nicer, and everything just looks nicer.
Okay. Because, I mean, I really like the way it looks on the PC. I mean, it's like,
yeah.
I like having the nice colored ASCII characters, but not, I don't want graphics tiles or anything, you know? I mean, it's how I grew
up. If you've ever watched me play, if you see my inventory, it's all colored.
Well, I've only ever watched you on the server where it was all, like, fucked up walls and stuff, because it was using my visual settings. And I was like, I can't stand playing with, like, pipes and dashes for the walls.
Yeah. I'll show you my configuration file.
No, I was happy though, because I like me some NetHack, and I would just as soon play on that server as anywhere else. And
I love playing on a server, because if I want to quit and then I can go somewhere else, like school, which is what I did for the majority of my junior year. Just go, and I would sit and do homework, and then play NetHack, and then you just have your save game everywhere you go.
Yeah,
it's really nice. Cool.
I mean, not that, I don't know. I guess I could play both at work and at home.
Yeah.
But Pasta Golem says, hey, JNS. Well, close enough. First, thanks for the heart sale, Mr. Store item. I love it. Second, on the Smurf in the Woods, do you have plans for other hidden items like that? Because that would rule. Yeah, I mean, there aren't specific plans for anything else that works like that. That's part of some just sort of minor tweakings to the Spooky Forest. Because, I mean, basically the Spooky Forest is this giant pile of adventures that nobody likes. So what I spent the last few days on was, a lot of playing Oblivion and World of Warcraft. But when I got tired of World of Warcraft for 15 minutes, I would work on kind of streamlining and restructuring all the stuff that happens. I don't think we really lost any content in the Spooky Forest. It's just that there were some things that didn't really need to exist as their own adventure. So basically, there's a new version of the Spooky Forest that's in testing on dev right now, which has kind of a different entry process to get all the stuff for the temple, and the way the vampire guy works is different, and the way that there's a new monster that provides drops that used to exist in some adventures, and there are some more sort of choice adventures. Your experience there is a little more customizable.
It'll be more experienced.
It'll be more experience-y and experiential. Anyway, I can't imagine that requiring more than another day or so of testing, and I believe all the art is already there. So
yeah, it is.
Yeah. So So expect some minor changes, but I think I feel good changes to the forest pretty soon. I mean, the forest was one of the first. I think that was the second zone that was added to the game, and it was pretty much unchanged, except I went through and added. Monster combat to it. It used to just be a zone which had like 25 adventures in it and no monsters, like the Haiku dungeon. We should do this for the Haiku dungeon.
Did you see what this guy just said in dev?
I'm looking at it.
Which guy? Just what?
This guy.
Apparently, everyone is getting redirected to dev 5.
Huh.
Which is sort of weird. It's probably that change that I made.
Oh, wow. Sure. Yeah, 1,157 people on Dub 5.
I'm sure they're enjoying their lag.
1,190. Woo!
That's weird. Oh, yeah, because of data. Damn it.
Oh,
I know exactly what I did.
All those cron tabs bailed because the database went down?
No, because what happened was is that since I made the alive table a heat table, and when the database went down, the... little whatchamacallit, it's that a hold it got deleted, and the it's never mind. I'll tell you when I'm off the radio. Okay. Sure, no one else cares.
All right,
I'm fixing it right now.
Awesome. You might want to bounce everybody on Dub 5.
Yeah, I can do that. I can do it 9 times, but I'm only going to do it once.
yeah. Jamaican Castle says, can you set the default quantity for adding items to a mall store to blank all? I think that that is undesirable. I think we've considered that before.
I think that would hurt more people than it would.
Yeah. I do. Did we ever do that thing where it automatically highlights the number when you click on the field, though?
No, because Zare keeps telling me to do it, and I keep ignoring him.
I like the idea. I don't think that's
it's not a bad idea. Yeah. I'm just too lazy to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's if you give me the JavaScript code, or I mean, I'm sure I could also figure it out. I mean, is it like on click this dot focus or
pretty much? Yeah, well, actually, there's a little bit of browser compatibility you got to do, but it's not much. And I don't really want to talk about it on the radio because it's not.
This is what this show is for. People.
Basically, the thing is that some browsers don't have the focus thing.
Right.
So you have to do if whatever the object is dot focus without the parentheses. You're going to put that in an if statement, and if that's true, which means if it's true, then the browser has that functionality, then do the method.
Right. Otherwise, what browsers don't have that functionality?
Very, very old browsers.
Okay.
But it's usually worth checking.
Would it break in those browsers?
No, it would just throw a weird error.
Oh, okay.
The lag should be slightly more tolerable now that I've bounced everyone.
Yeah.
And we've got more people on right now, like 30 seconds after I did it, than there were on WWW5.
Right.
Anyways, I'm going to change the type of that table to not be memory-based.
Liquidy Poo says, hey, Jake, hypothetically, if a trophy existed for equipping X amount of fake hands, do you think it would be fair to the entire KOL community? I don't know that it matters if it would be fair to the entire community. I don't know.
Some people, I mean, it's easier for some people to get the hands than others, but...
I mean, it's impossible for everyone.
I really like the game of trophy for X number of hands. Exactly.
Of course, now that we've talked about it, we can't do it.
Huh?
X could be a billion.
It could be called the Look, Rick, I'm Shiva trophy.
Oh, I've got a better reference for it, but I'm not going to say it on air.
Look, Rick, I'm Shiva?
There's a Young Ones reference.
Oh.
Mega
you never
Mega
saw
Mega
the Young Ones,
Shiva.
Did you? I'll have to get those DVDs. Because there was some really funny stuff.
Almighty Gear says, would it be possible to get the blatantly Canadian able to be used multiple, like seltzer at all? Yeah, I'm surprised that it's not. Cold Flame says, you should be able to edit your posts in the clan message board. That functionality is on its way at some point. One of these days, Xenophobe is going to get a bug up his ass to work on that particular thing.
Yeah, I've got plans for it.
There are a bunch of little improvements and stuff that I've just been like, you know, hey, I eventually want to do this. So I like the way that I like to work and the way that I like to have these guys work, that I like to allow these guys to work if they want to, is to have just a lot of things going on and make it so whatever you're in the mood to work on, you can work on, because then I just feel like that is how you produce your best work, is by working on something you're excited about.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, there are all these things that this will get done as soon as one of us gets excited about it, and that's fine, you know?
And that way, I mean, that way it's always the best that content can be, because we're not working on something under duress. You know, we're only working on it when we're interested in it, so it's
better. And typically we're interested in it because we've just had a cool idea for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's although the stuff that Xenophobe does is a lot of times just work.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's also why I'm paying.
That's also why I hired Xenophobe. So
it's to do things that no one else wants to do code-wise.
Yep. Dyslexil Sid says, I still like that name. Could you guys ever make a ranged weapon that fires other ranged weapons? Like a crossbow that shoots rocket launchers? That would be awesome.
We were going to make the Power 150 item in the armory and like read the addle. But I guess a Mr. Smart.
Yeah, I don't know where that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if anybody told him about that.
Yeah.
The addle that was designed to throw other addle addles. Primavera Angel Hair says, perhaps you could make it so that it's at 9:30 Central Time mostly and 10:30 Mondays.
What? Is that for the radio show?
I don't know.
If we do anything with the radio show,
change rollover to avoid the shows rather than changing the shows to avoid rollover. That would be
sure
kind of an abuse of power.
That.
Gorblex says, did you see Sabemail 150? What did you think of it? I thought it was pretty freaking awesome.
Oh, I haven't gone to see... I saw the... I saw the we should be doing Smeemail 150, like, but haven't yet.
I was impressed with how it was self-referential to the point where they made something and then referenced it a couple days later, and it was funny and kind of unexpected. Like that, I liked it.
I have to go see that.
I haven't read Homestar Runner in like a month.
Cool Mintang says Knight Rider reference in game. You know what came up last night? This was fucking weird. I was talking to this guy who's like some friends of some people that I met at the Gar and Brill, and he was like, I was asking him who some actor was that he was talking about, and he was like, did you ever see The Wraith? And I'm like, yeah. I was under the impression, though, that I was the only person to ever see the movie The Wraith.
I don't think I've ever heard of it.
It was like a cross between The Crow and Knight Rider.
Whoa.
It's like this guy gets killed by these, like, sort of race car douchebags, right? And just comes back to life with his car.
Awesome.
And it's like, he's just, you know, he's like, sort of kills all these guys one at a time by, like, you know, getting into a race with them and then crashing into them, and he blows up and his car blows up and then he comes back to life and so does his car. It's just like this ridiculous movie that I saw, but I watched it, like, I really, really liked it when I was a kid for some reason. I remember just like sort of trying really hard to convince my parents to rent it multiple times, and they hated doing that for me. I don't know why. You know, my dad would never read a book more than once either, which I don't know. I always felt it was like, you know, well, you've already read it once. Why don't you read something new? And I'm just like, you know, well, should you only ever listen to a song once? I mean,
what the RIAA would want you to do without paying again.
Yeah. Gorblack says, you should turn the meat cannon into a Nagamar cannon, which you can aim at the moon, renaming it Arnold and changing its pattern/speed. Anyway.
But then it wouldn't be a vaguely veiled or thinly veiled spoof of McDonald's.
Waterboo says, is your cat's name Ada Wong, like in Resident Evil 4? No, it's just Ada, like in the dishwasher.
Huh? I remember that picture.
I have this picture of my cat in the dishwasher.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Sola says, I wouldn't mind a role-playing channel to move the RP out of newbie into its own channel. Do people RP
in our game? And why are they still playing our game? Why haven't we killed them yet?
Gleeb says, speaking of new channels, about a half an hour ago, how about a /C demi-dev for those who want to discuss game mechanics but aren't on the dev squad? I don't know. Maybe we could make a /spade that you have to unlock somehow.
Oh, no. We could set hot stuff loose on that.
The thing is, I think
maybe we should do all four.
I think hardcore is kind of like that, but you know, not everybody has access to hardcore.
Maybe we should do all four of them. Do /spade and /diamond and /heart.
We've already got /club, which is PvP.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what /heart would be.
Well, I mean,
sort of like the normal version of harem.
The River says, Friends is even less funny than colon cancer. Oh, and Slawunmi says, that's Ms. Chenandler Bong. Gorblack says, your attitude towards Friends is exactly mine towards Seinfeld. See, I don't really have an opinion about Seinfeld. Like, I've seen, I don't know, I've probably seen 20 episodes of Seinfeld, and it's not, I don't hate it by any means. I mean, I don't think that Kramer is funny, and that sort of removes the humor from a lot of episodes.
Most of the general form of humor in Seinfeld was that all these characters, basically except Kramer, are assholes, and they get, like, in trouble because of it.
I mean, I would rather watch Curb Your Enthusiasm than Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly. Even though, for a long time, every episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm was sort of turning into an episode of Seinfeld. And then I think they decided to do it like a season at a time instead of, you know, where it was like just some random sequence of events that then somehow ties back in on itself at the end. I mean, I don't know. Like, that's kind of funny, I guess. I just... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't... I don't hate Seinfeld. I would never make fun of anybody for watching Seinfeld. It's just Istanbul says Kingdom of Loathing Hearts, Sora, an adventurer is you.
Ugh. That would
die.
That would be very weird.
Zahara says, what if you offer incentives to users for deleting messages from before a certain date?
Delete them and get 10 meat.
You get 10 meat for every old old message you delete. That would totally work. A trophy for deleting saved messages. But prior to the date of the inception of the trophy, you can't...
I'm sure people would love the shit out of that in about 2 months.
Oh, God damn it.
What's your problem now?
I hate Firefox and its thing here. Hamburger Earmuff says Ricker Scott is a Simpsons reference to the episode where Homer tries to be a better inventor than Thomas Edison. Right, and he invents that chair that you lean back and it catches you, but then it turns out that Edison also invented that. Pants Thief says, do you control which records go on the board, and can I steal your pants now? I do not, and no. High Beam says, what quest is the Vampire Heart for? Sorry for the spoilers. It's not for a quest. Vlad Flipshot says, hey, you know what sucks? Having your birthday be the same as Hitler's and Columbine. Can you guess what date my birthday is? 420. Yeah, but you can be all like, 420, dude. You get to get stoned every year on your birthday. Fred Levi says, let me pry open my sunken chest with my crowbar. You can, under the right circumstances. Jamiroquai says, first of all, that we're experiencing some virtual insanity. Did you ever see that Jamiroquai video where... did you ever see any Jamiroquai video? Okay.
No.
There's this one Jamiroquai video that's really impressive. Like, it's rare that I will look at somebody and say, wow, I respect that guy for being a cool dancer. But, like, he did this video where he's, like, in a room, but it's a room that's being sort of... I don't remember. I saw the making of video, because when I was hanging out with these stoners one year, I went to visit a friend of mine, actually Bjorn, the guy who wrote the haiku for the haiku. He lived in this house that was basically full of stoners who were also IT guys. So, I mean, it was just like, all right, we have this huge screen TV. We can always just afford gigantic piles of the best weed you can buy in this town and just sit around and play video games and stuff all the time, right?
Awesome.
So it was really kind of awesome because I flew out there on Christmas Day. He picked me up at the airport. We went to his house and then immediately got like 3 feet of snow. So we were just stuck in this house for 2 weeks. Like, I didn't get to do any of the stuff that I was going to do, like going to see my family or anything. But it was like there was a liquor store we could walk to through the snow. And it was like, this is great. Like, there was a grocery store, so I just went and got a bunch of, like, Michelina's, like, shells and cheese with jalapeno bits. And just kind of spent 2 weeks drinking and smoking pot and playing chess and Mech Warrior and StarCraft. And that was the first time I ever saw... Castlevania Symphony of the Night. And I was like, I'm getting this. And it was like, this guy would just get stoned and sit there and for 4 hours kill the same monster over and over again, just trying to like level up or whatever.
I did that, trying to get the Chrysogram sword in Symphony of the Night.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. It was the sword armor, the big, powerful sword armor that you had to kill?
Yeah,
okay. So, anyway, that's what it was. But anyway, this guy, one of the stoners that hung out at his house was just obsessed with Jamiroquai. And he showed up at the house with this, like, grocery bag full of Jamiroquai videos. It was like that kid with all the porn in Parenthood, except... Yeah. So it was this Jamiroquai video, and I watched the making of it, and then also saw the video. But it was basically like he was dancing in this room that the floor was sort of like a treadmill that would just move in arbitrary directions. So you couldn't really tell which direction the floor was moving, so it just looked like he was walking and not going anywhere. Really? And they had the entire thing choreographed, and these guys outside, they hung the walls from the ceiling, like this sort of box was hanging from the ceiling with the camera in it and everything, and then the floor was on wheels, and there were just all these guys on every side of the floor, like, pushing the floor according to, like, time signals in the video.
Huh.
So that, anyway, that was really cool. So anyway, this message from Jamiroquai makes me think of that. You guys, he says, apparently the Ghostbusters cartoon was based after a show from the 70s about Ghostbusters, which the gorilla was in, too. So, maybe it did predate the movie. Nightmare doesn't know. Shit. Hold on. I need to place my dinner order. Can you guys answer a question?
your order.
I haven't been paying attention to where you are.
The question by Jamiroquai.
Benito. Wait, no, I don't want to read that one. Let's see here. Gorbach says, how do you get corroded weapon without a weapon equipped? The acid covers your hands and you can't get it off because it hurts too much to pull
right.
it off.
And then as soon as you equip a weapon, it gets onto the weapon from your hand.
Yeah. Let's see here. Pants Thief is asking the same two questions over and over and over and over. You should stop that. So is Jamaican Castle. We're not going to make the default moth quantity be blank all.
Moth says I'm Baron Munchausen, and I'm not sure I understand why.
Do you really understand why any? Why Moth
okay.
says anything?
Yeah.
He's only Baron Munchausen by proxy.
By proxy? Why is that?
Munchausen's by proxy. It's the
what?
That disease like the woman in
what?
The Sixth Sense had where she kept her kids sick. It's like a psychological disorder that...
No.
Okay.
Continue placing your dinner order.
I ordered my dinner already, god damn it.
Is the database down?
No. The database is up, god damn it. So, in case you're wondering, I'm having the chili con queso dip with extra chips and 12 Parmesan garlic wings. The wife is doing an experiment to see what happens if you spend, like, a week eating nothing but chicken wings for dinner.
Great.
Yeah.
That's got to be documented somewhere.
Yeah.
Are you going to, like...
Did you ever read the thing where the guy ate nothing but corn for 2 days?
Oh, no.
to see what his shits were like. And it was just like a corn machine gun.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then he said that he wanted to try the same thing, only eating nothing but peanuts for a week, but he was afraid it would kill him.
Yeah, it'd be pretty oily.
Oh, boy. I forget who that was that did the eating corn, but Munchausen's by proxy.
Let's see here. Devonin is saying 3 cheers for Channel Spade. Thanks. We haven't implemented it yet, but thanks. Count D says, I once ate a dishwasher. Net hackish. P.S. Jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
Riff, log on to AIM, you jerk.
Oh, okay.
It's part of your job. Lost
see
questions.
Istanbul says, why are Cloaca Cola C rations and this Pepsi Cola D rations not multi-usable? It's annoying to have to click over there over and 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 over again. He didn't actually say it that many times.
Oh, sorry. The wife says that it's spicy chicken wings, and I don't count because I'm a pussy. So I can't actually contribute to the experiment because I'm eating things that a reasonable human being with...
Like vegetables and fruits?
Did you ever see that that Saturday Night Live sketch with the... I think it was Christian Slater trying to order Super Fire Hot Wings?
No, I don't think so.
He goes to this wings place and tries to order the Super Fire Hot Wings, and the waiter's like, well, sir, those are really hot. I mean, we're not kidding. And it just, I don't know, I don't even know why I'm trying to describe it, because it's not going to be funny without you seeing it. But eventually his head explodes, and it turns out it was only the medium hot wings. That's the punchline. Yeah, I'm good.
That's it. All I remember from Christian Slater on Saturday Night Live is... the story of Johnny Hildo, where Christian Slater is this kid named Johnny Hildo, and it just shows him, you know, at school with people calling him Johnny Dildo over and over again until he kills them and goes to jail, and then finally the first guy he ever meets who doesn't call him Johnny Dildo introduces himself as it's Kevin Nealon, and his name is Larry Bagina. It's his cellmate in prison, and so he's finally happy. Yeah.
That was a good story. Both of them were.
Oh, and I found out that the sideways vaginas on Chinese girls, that was That was referenced in that Alec Baldwin, when Alec Baldwin was on Saturday Night Live. Remember when that plane crashed and the crew of the plane was, like, captured in China for a long time?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. They did a skit where Alec Baldwin was, like, the captain of that squad, and he's trying to convince them, like, they've got, like, 3 or 4 guns. He's trying to convince them that they can take China. Like, that they can fight their way out. That, yeah, man. Alec Baldwin is so great on Saturday Night Live. So was, they did a, when Kevin Spacey was on Saturday Night Live, they did a skit. It was right after California had, like, voted in medical marijuana, and it's just Kevin Spacey is a doctor, and he's like, you know, somebody calls him while he's in the middle of a meeting with the patient in the skit, and he's just talking on the phone, and, well, all right, are you taking the dosage, are you taking the 4 huge bong hits I prescribed? Now, are you sure that they're huge bong hits? It helps if you take your finger off the carb at the last minute. Like, just, yeah. Good old Kevin Spacey.
Spinnet says, has Riff pre-ordered the Pure Wave 3 packs from PXC yet?
I have. The Perplex City. They've been releasing the cards in waves. So it had been when I first got into it, they were only up to wave 2. So you could only get like half of the cards that would eventually exist. Mm. And they just recently released wave 3. But the way the packs work is when you buy a pack, it's got a random assortment of cards in it from all 3 waves. But for the players that had already had like all the wave 1 and wave 2 cards, they made they did pre-orders for a limited number of packs that only had wave 3 cards in them, but you could only get them by solving this particular puzzle on one of the blogs that are involved in the site. Mm-hmm. And I solved it and ordered a bunch of them.
Jumeira Quest sent us a link to the video that I was talking about, which I then sent to you. B-House says, Munchausen's by proxy. That's when you abuse your kids to get the attention from the hospital staff. Yeah. Munchausen's, says Devin, is when you fake being sick because you're addicted to the attention that it gets you. Yeah. I've just sent Riff an article about that.
Oh, let's see. We got 5 minutes.
Do we?
Yes.
Jamaican Castle says, Firefox rocks, ya hoser.
You hoser.
Why is Jamaican Castle from Canada? Fred Levi says, where does Mr. Skullhead go on Thursdays? I don't know, man.
Somebody on the forums has suggested that you should be able to use the crowbar to open the sunken chest and find inside a pirate's heart and lungs.
That's kind of funny. Freak says, the last time my wife was on a diet, I ate nothing but salad and beer for a week. Got real drunk. That's about all I remember. I mean, chicken wings and beer, it wouldn't be inconceivable that I would go a week and not eat anything but that anyway. So,
I don't exactly know. Is that really a diet, though? It's like, that's not the low carb thing, because, you know, beer.
Yeah. But, I mean, if she's eating nothing but spicy chicken wings, I mean, if they're. Although, does chicken skin have carbs?
I don't know.
I would
they're not,
think so.
The wings, I wouldn't either. The wings aren't breaded. So, I mean, I guess it could be.
Well, no, but beer.
She's not drinking beer.
Okay, never mind.
Wings, wings suck, though.
I really do not like chicken wings.
It's just a bone with, like, gristle and a little bit of meat on it.
What?
Just get, like, I don't know, fingers.
Yeah, that's way too much labor for way too little food. Like,
yeah.
It's tasty, though. You know what, though? We went to Buffalo Wild Wings last night, and Wednesday is leg night. So you can get chicken legs that are cooked like their chicken wings, and that's kind of nice because it's way more food. I think I ate nothing but chicken legs yesterday because we had some leftover Popeyes, and I had a couple chicken legs for lunch, and then I had 3 chicken legs for dinner. I got to start eating better. Oops. I hope I didn't just pull the...
I bet you did.
You bet I did.
Yep.
I bet your mom.
I think we're good to go.
You think?
Yeah. We got 3 minutes.
Yeah, put on a 3 or 4 minute song there.
Goddamn Firefox, the database is down.
You really need to, like, get your Tourette's checked out.
Yeah, sure I do. Have you ever seen the movie Niagara, Niagara?
No,
of course you haven't. Nobody's ever seen that movie.
I don't watch movies.
The movie Niagara, Niagara is good. It's got Robin Tunney in it, and she has Tourette's syndrome, and she's, like, hanging out with Elliot from E.T. when he's, like, I don't know, 25, and they go on a road trip. And then she gets shot. Haha, spoiler.
Oh, darn. Now I know how this movie that I've never heard of and probably will never see ends.
Right. Alrighty. Here we go.
Primavera Angel hair constant. Jazz Hands is clearly a disco bandit still. I don't know. It's kind of a accordion thief to me.
Like disco hands.
I think it's definitely disco bandit.
You've been playing the jazz accordion?
Yeah.
Jazz accordion.
But we would have to do it.
How long do you think it would take to transfer like 250 gigs of stuff from one network drive to another? All night.
Why? Is that one losing its cool?
No. I want a network. I bought a network drive to use at home, and I want all this stuff on it because this was basically a copy of my old storage drive from home.
Oh,
and
right.
Everything that I've put on it since then. Yeah,
it'd probably take a long time.
Yeah, I think I'm going to bring that network drive in, and I'm going to start that running so it can run all night.
Okay.
And ruins or you guys' bandwidth. Ha ha.
Well, as long as you do it, like, on the hub, I mean, it probably wouldn't be...
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll do it on my computer, so worst case, it has to go through this computer.
All right.
Yeah.
You couldn't have had that conversation, like, 2 seconds after?
No. What song should we go out on? How about Alanis Morissette's Thank You?
All right.
All right, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.